The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Is the cost of an eco upgrade on your house worth it? How long will it take to make back the money you've spent on your solar panels? Well, here to tell me more is engineer and director of KMC Homes in Cork, Ciarán McCarthy. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Claire.
So we want to really separate the wheat from the chaff here, because there's so much talk about insulation and about solar panels, and just about everybody who can is getting solar panels, it would seem. But is it worth it? Will we start with that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, the solar, I mean, there's a big surge in solar late, you know, because post the war in the Middle East, and there's been a huge surge, just like there was post the war in Ukraine, when you have energy prices spiking and electricity prices spiking. So there is a huge surge in solar at the moment. A lot of people are investing it to kind of head off escalating oil prices. But when you look at paybacks from solar, typically people are saying the payback is around 5 years. I'm probably finding it a bit longer. I kind of looked at my own. I'd say it's probably closer to 7 years. And I'd say 5 to 7 years, really. You know?
5 to 7 years before you'll make your money back. In your experience, though, Ciarán, what are the retrofitting projects that are really worth it, that may instantly make a difference?
Well, like it depends on what situation you are and how your house is currently constructed. I mean, I was talking to a client last week and they had a house that was built in the 90s. I think there was very little insulation in the cavity of their external wall. So they had a cavity that they could pump, but there was just, you know, 3 inches or 2 inches of or 50 mil of air aboard in it. And they had an attic that only had 100 mil of insulation. So straight away, like what they could do, and that before they even go near things like solar, is just pump the cavities of the wall and pump the attic to make sure you have all the required insulation there. So it really depends on what how your house is currently constructed and the condition of it. You might have a house that's in good condition, has good insulation, has good heating system, and the easiest thing to add then, if you had the budget for it, would be solar, particularly if you've a high electrical demand in your house.
Mm-hmm. But of course, I suppose a lot of these improvements, the instant win is the comfort that you'll have, you know, regardless of the cost. Let's say you have the money there, or you can get your hands on the money, and with using the grant as well, it's affordable for you. You'll be nice and toasty in your house. That's the win.
It is, yeah. I mean, like a lot of people, when they hear of new A-rated houses, the first thing they say, particularly people who haven't lived in one and might have an older house, they say, oh, but you look, the new A-rated houses, they're going to have to be airtight and you can't breathe in those houses and they're very unhealthy and all that kind of thing. But the reality is very different. I mean, the airtightness is a poor term to use, because it isn't. Whereas what you're doing is you're guarding against heat leakage. The house has all the drafts have been removed from the house, but you have mechanical ventilation typically. So you have managed ventilation. So they're perfectly well ventilated, but you've a higher quality air. You've higher quality air in the house, because you don't have stuffy rooms that are partially ventilated, and you don't have smells of soot and fuel and what have you in the house. So they're very healthy to live in. You don't have the mold and condensation and what have you in the house. So, I mean, I live in an A-rated house, and there's a vast difference between the house we're living in now and the house we lived in previously, which would have had an open fire. There's a huge difference in the air quality and just the general living environment, and that you don't have a concentration heat in one room and a cold room next door then. You know?
How do you cope, though, on the warm days, on the very hot days?
That's the other misnomer with insulation. Like, a well-insulated house will keep the excess of heat out from the warmer environment in the summer, and it will keep the heat in the warmer environment in the winter. The issue you're having there really is solar gain through... The issue you're having there is more related, actually, to modern house design, when you have all the glazing facing south for your lovely open plan living space. You're getting a lot of solar gain through a lot more glazing facing south, which we wouldn't have had in the older days when we had more kind of older designed houses and older styled houses. So you've solar gain, and once the heat comes in, yes, it will stay in, because the house is insulated, or more insulated now. Mm-hmm. So you have to, what you're really trying to do is control the level of solar gain. You might have to, sometimes people put little canopies called Breesel ales over their windows if they're putting on a new extension. There is transfers you can put on the glass.
To mitigate against that.
Some companies will do that themselves, and sometimes you'll have to get a specialist company to control it.
Are there any retrofitting improvements that you wouldn't bother with? Say if people are looking at a tighter budget, ones that you won't get payback from.
Well, again, it is budget dependent and it is house dependent. But I mean, some people would be saying, I have quite a well insulated house. I have quite a new gas boiler in my house. It's a condensing boiler. I have very low gas bills. In that situation, if you're looking at ripping all that out to go for the full deep retrofit and put in an air to water unit, and you're not doing any other works in the house, then you've a big ticket item on a house that's already working quite well, albeit still reliant on fossil fuels. From a monetary point of view, you'd find it hard to see that stack up. Mm-hmm. But I mean, most, like the easiest thing to add is solar, because it's happening on the outside of your house, happening up on your roof typically, and you're probably looking at 7,000 or 8,000 euros for a, you know, a three bed semi, depending on whether you're going for batteries or not. So that's the easiest win outside of just pumping the walls or pumping the attic. I mean, they would be the first few I'd be looking at, apart from the very obvious things like sealing up drafts and what have you on an older house.
And just one more question for you, Ciarán. The Examiner reporting this morning that people who are entitled to benefit from the Warmer Home Scheme, so people on the pension or social welfare recipients, that they could soon get higher grants for solar panels. Do you think that is something that there would be a lot of uptake on?
I suppose if the money's there, yes. I mean, we've plenty of older clients who would be going for solar. My father is in his early 80s and he went for solar a few years ago. So it isn't just a younger person's game, if you're talking about pensioners and what have you. So eventually all houses will be very well insulated and probably be on some a modern heating system and probably will have solar. So that is the way things are going. It's the way things are going in cars as well. I mean, we're eventually going to be off fossil fuels in cars as well. So eventually all the housing stock will go that way and we won't have, you know, a two-speed housing stock where newer, younger people are going to have very well insulated houses. No, we can go for
it. Ciarán, we'll have to get you back because I have so many questions coming in for you. We'll have to get you back to answer some of those. But for now, Ciarán McCarthy from KMC Homes in Cork, thank you for joining us on the programme.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.